And nothing in the world ever take a place of God's love. All the silver and gold couldn't buy one touch from above. Where my soul needs healing, I begin to feel it is power. And then I proclaim on, ain't nothing for my journey now. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil hit me and tried, turn me around. He'd offer everything that's got a name. Well, power, worldly fame is a good deal. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Please, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil tempted me and tried to turn me around. He'd offer everything that's got a name. Well, power, worldly fame is a good deal. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I feel about it. Nothing in the world ever take a place of God's love. All the silver and gold couldn't buy one touch from above. When my soul needs healing, I'll begin to feel it is power. And then I could say, wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil tempted me in a trap. Turn me around. He's offered everything it's got in me. Ah, yeah. Could still have been ain't nothing from my journey now. Give the Lord the praise. Somehow, though the devil tempted me to try, turn me around. He'd offer everything it's got in me. Well, power, worldly fame is a good still. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. How about you? Well, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempted me to try, turn me around. He'd offer everything it's got a name. Well, power, worldly fame is a good deal of a name. Ain't nothing for my journey now. Love Jesus a little bit.
Sam's dead. Amen. Rusty's dead. Whole bunch of the Goodman's dead. Amen. And it'd have been good that some of the rest of them had died before they lost out on holiness. Amen. It's better to die to go to heaven than lose out with God. Amen. Yeah. And Rusty, that's one of his great songs. It wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. It murders the king's English, but it speaks a good testimony. Amen for country folks, don't it? Praise God. Amen. A lot of double negatives in there. Amen. But I still wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Hallelujah. Reading in the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, but of the times and seasons, brethren, I have no need to write unto you, verse 1, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night, but when they shall say, peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all. Let's say that together. All. Say all. All. You're all the children of light. The children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Amen. I like to preach tonight. Children of destiny. Hallelujah. You're quiet tonight. It's a good time to sow seed. The stark probability that in 3 months we'll walk into the seventh millennium. That makes us children of destiny. Can you believe it? We're almost there. Amen. The apocryphal epistle of Barnabas. Amen. Says that 7,000 will be the millennial reign of Christ. Probably wrong. Amen. Probably not a genuine epistle and probably not edited by Barnabas. Amen. But it makes you think, don't it? Amen. I read in the newspaper where the world is supposed to end on that day. I was driving down the highway. And the truckers out there were getting rough in their language and showed no respect for anybody else on the radio. And so I chimed in, the old highway shepherd did, and said, "Do you boys realize that the world's supposed to end today?" And the radio went silent. Amen. It made them think. Oh, they didn't. They probably got back to their talking dirty again. Amen. But it made them think. Here we are at the end of the sixth millennium. Amen. We should be challenged like Mordecai challenged Esther. Who knoweth but what thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Tell me tonight, are you ready for it? Amen. We're about ready to go in. Ready or not, here we come. If we're a ragtag bunch unprepared to go into whatever happens when we cross that invisible line, December 31st at midnight, amen, and cross over into that seventh millennium, amen. There have been other children of destiny down through the ages of time. Noah was a child of destiny. No one need doubt it. For without Noah, we wouldn't even be here tonight. We're all kinfolks, you know. We had Noah for our father, amen, and Mrs. Noah for our grandma. We're all kin, praise God. Moses was a man of destiny. Praise God, probably did more to shape the future for the world in jurisprudence and law than any man alive. Without him, we would probably have no Bible, amen, no foundation for law and order, because Moses, with his Ten Commandments and his other laws and judgments, amen, laid the foundation for law and order and jurisprudence for the world. Praise God. Samuel was a man of destiny, dedicated to the Lord from his mother's womb. Praise God. And she gave him to God. Praise God. As soon as he was weaned and brought him to church and left him there under the care of old Eli. Amen. Samuel will be raised up in the temple of God. He wore a priestly ephod. Amen. A apron of sorts. from his very youth, Samuel became the kingmaker. Amen. Wrote 1st and 2nd Samuel. Praise God. Anointed the first king of Israel and anointed David. Praise God. A man after God's own heart. Amen. Probably wrote 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Amen. And who knows what else he wrote in the Old Testament, because we would be poorer if it wasn't for that son of destiny, Samuel, the kingmaker. Amen. Amen. Nehemiah and Ezra survived the dispersion of the children of Israel in the time of captivity. Nehemiah and Ezra and others were survivors, if you will. Amen. And they were privileged, as many that were peers with them to start with were not privileged. They survived to see the rebuilding of Jerusalem. They were children of destiny. They survived to see a revival in Israel's history. Praise God. We are survivors tonight. Most of you here tonight, if Jesus tarries, will survive to cross that line by man unseen that crosses every path. You and I will survive to walk right into 2000. Amen. We are survivors, but to what purpose? Amen. I'll tell you the main reason we survive tonight. Get a hold of your seat. Amen. It's simple as elementary, praise God. I mean elementary school. The main reason we've survived, the main reason we've lived, the main reason we've been born is to save others. You ever wonder why God didn't take you to heaven right out of the altar? He could have raptured everybody that got saved, but he didn't. He left us here to survive. Be tried, yes, but survive. Be tried in front of the world, yet survive. Go through trial, tests, and tribulation, Randy Jones, and yet survive. Praise God. Come out a survivor. Hallelujah. Tell me, why are we surviving? I'll tell you why we survive: to point men to God. Amen. We survive today to lead the way to heaven for the wayfaring. Amen. We survive to witness for Christ. We survive to win for Jesus the souls of men. Praise God. And we survive to be good seed for the future harvest. Amen. The future church. We survive, lastly, to be a blessing to others. Amen. Children of destiny. Yes, children of destiny. Did you realize tonight, Donnie Lunsford? Amen. That pretty soon you're going to be transformed in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. And you won't need that wheelchair anymore. Hallelujah. We're the children, praise God, of the rapture. There's a strong possibility, an imminent probability, praise God, that this is, hallelujah, Brother Jerry, the rapture generation. Hallelujah. Woo! Think of it, Brother Setzer, you lived a long time. How old are you? You're not like a woman, are you? Don't tell your age. Amen. Hallelujah. Some women don't anyway. Amen. Some men don't either. Hallelujah. Well, he was even old when I first knew him. Amen. But he survived. He has survived, praise God, to be in this, if it happens soon, and it may happen soon, the rapture generation. Praise God. Ah, yes, we are children of destiny because we are a whole bunch of followers. At least we ought to be. Amen. A young lady filled out her resume for college, her application for college, amen, and they sent her a letter promptly accepting her application for college, and with a postscript underneath, they said, "With all these leaders, we need at least one good follower." It said, "Are you a leader?" And she said, "No." Amen. We need some followers, praise God. And so tonight, amen, we proudly announce that we follow in the path of George Washington. Praise God, that great revolutionary general and the first president of the United States. We are followers of men like George Washington, who was the son of the Republic. Amen. We follow in the wake of Abraham Lincoln, who was the father of the Emancipation Proclamation, praise God. But better than that, there's a story behind Abraham Lincoln. When the camp meeting broke in Kentucky, amen, one of those great nights in that camp meeting, a man began to shout, leap and jump. A young lady, amen, shouted out of the aisles from somewhere, amen, and pretty soon they twain were shouting and dancing before the Lord, almost in unison, amen, as if they were dancing together. That man and that woman got married later, and they became the father of Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was the son of the camp meeting. Ah, yes, he was a son of destiny, a son of the Emancipation Proclamation and the immortal Gettysburg Address. Amen, that preachers have taken their text and preached a new birth of freedom. I heard O.L. Jaggers preach in Dallas, Texas in 1953 on a new birth of freedom before that eloquent anointed man got done preaching, because he had it to start with. He had it once. Amen. O.L. Jaggers preached in Jack Cole's Revival Center in Dallas, Texas, in the voice just the night before the Voice of Healing Convention started on Tuesday. We were there Monday at Jack Cole's Revival Center in Dallas, Texas. And O.L. Jaggers preached on a new birth of freedom. And before he got through, everybody, they wasn't waving handkerchiefs. Amen. They wasn't waving scarves. Everybody in that auditorium pulled off their coat. Amen. And they had 5,000 Czech shells slinging their coat over their head. Praise God. In that great meeting, he had done such a good job of preaching on a new birth of freedom. That comes from the Emancipation, or excuse me, the Gettysburg Address. Amen. Yes, we have survived. We have survived to point men to God, to save others, to lead the way for others, to witness, to win, to be good seed for the church of the future, to be a blessing. It's time to ask ourselves a question tonight. What will I leave behind? Amen. What will I leave behind? Sue Cox in her first album recorded it. Sue Cole now. Amen. After I leave for worlds unknown, over life's borderline, what will I leave behind? Amen. Edison left the light bulb and 1,000 other patents, and tonight Edison's light bulb lights the world. Amen. He left a lowly light bulb. Praise God. Alexander Graham Bell, amen, trying to find a hearing aid for his family, amen, discovered the telephone. And the world can let their fingers do the walking now, because Alexander Graham Bell discovered the telephone. Amen. What will I leave behind? Marconi invented the radio. Amen. And there came on its heels the refinement of those signals to the modern gadgetry that we have today. TV and what have you. Amen. Marconi left other things, but he'll be remembered for the radio. Amen. Henry Ford said, I'll build an automobile that the common man can buy. Amen. Because before that, automobiles were hammered out in a private shop and cost so much that a tycoon could hardly afford to buy one. Amen. Henry Ford said, I'll make $100 a car, $5 a car, or $1 a car if I have to, but I'll make an automobile that the common man can buy. Amen. And he did, praise God. And with that came the assembly line and the ability to build cars where every man built one little part and did a good job of it. Amen. And then finally they put them all together and they had an automobile that poor people could afford. Praise God. Henry Ford left Ford behind. Amen. Here we stand tonight. There's no more lands to conquer. Amen. Colonialism is a thing of the past. Pictures instant on TV from every new battlefront that flares up in the world. What can I do to make this world a better place to live or die or be raptured out of? Amen. Number one, be the right kind of person yourself. Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Praise God. It's because of you, this world is a better place to live in, die in, go to heaven from. Praise God. Tonight, every tick of the clock, every turn of the world on its axis brings us closer to the unseen line that crosses every path. Amen. What will it be when we cross over? What will we take into the imminent tomorrow that stares us in the face tonight? Are you listening? Will it be grace or disgrace? Think about that. Will it be hatred or love? Think about that. Will it be hope, faith, joy? Or will it be gloom, fear, and despair? What will we drag into the next millennium? Amen. Somewhere, sometime, some tomorrow, someone will mention your name. My name. Amen. What will be the first thing that those who knew me will think when they mention my name? Think about that. Amen. We're staring a new millennium in the face. Amen. What will they say after we've gone? What will they think? What will they say? What will they remember? Praise God. In Moses' day, when he wrote the Bible, the salt pillar still stood. Amen. In the valley of Siddim. Amen. Where Lot's wife was turned to a pillar of salt. I doubt if there were any tourists that were breaking off her fingers, thumbs, and toes for souvenirs either. Because years ago in the early 60s and 70s, people began to make tours to the Holy Land wholesale, and they found a salt rock over there, and people were breaking off pieces of it. Souvenirs of what they thought was Lot's wife. Amen. I think they were a little more sober in Moses' day. a little more solemn, because there was a memory that there a city once stood. There a thriving metropolis of people, children, yes, even babies. But in a moment's time, God rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot had his instructions. The angel was explicit. He said, "Don't look back." Everybody ran, half dragged by angels. Amen. But Lot's wife gave a shriek and looked back. I think the intonation is there that she would have run back, because her loved ones were there that would not escape. There are a lot of people tonight that are making their decision on the basis of what their kids does. There are a lot of people making their decision on the basis of where their kids go. I tell you what, you better grow you a backbone like a saw log. Grow you a hide like a rhinoceros. Get you a pair of galvanized armor, praise God, and make up your mind to go on with God. Hallelujah. If it hair lips Granny, if Grandma don't go, if Grandpa don't go, if Betsy don't go, if son don't go, daughter don't go, I'm going on with God. Amen. Praise God. We must go on tonight. We will, no matter what kind of shape we're in, go in to 2000. Most of us will, if Jesus tarries. What will it be when they shout Happy New Year? Will it just be New Year? Our year, no happy to it, because we were not ready. Amen. We better be ready. If there's one thing the fifth chapter of Thessalonians teaches us, it's to do right and be ready. Let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Stand and raise your hands and give Him the praise that we're the children of light. We're children of destiny. Amen. We're leaving something behind this very moment. We're either really praying or we're moving our lips in pretense. Amen. We're embarrassed to pray before people. We're like Doug Jones got down trying to cry out to God, and he said he was embarrassed by the sound of his own voice. Amen. I'll tell you, there's going to come a time soon, and it may be 2000, when men will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of Him that sits on the throne. Why? Because they went in. Time caught up with them, but they weren't ready. Father, grip our hearts, Lord God, with the awe, the momentousness of this hour, that in just a few, very few days, we will cross over. And chances are, we'll drag with us the junk that we've accumulated down to this time. Help us to shake off those chains that Kevin preached about. Help us to shake off, Lord, those stigmas that hinder us. Help us, Lord God, to turn the stumbling stones into stepping stones, the roadblocks into buckets of honey, praise God, and leave something worthwhile behind. Just by being a child of God, we light this dark corner of the world. Help us to shine. 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 Be a light for Jesus. However many days we have, in Jesus' name, amen. As we sing, come on. Come on. A good place to start is on your knees. A good place to build a fire is at the altar. Hallelujah. Cry out to God. Amen.
Success. If I must choose to own one thing, I'll take Jesus or the rest. But if I could attain the goal to gain the world and all it holds, and then if I should lose my soul, then I have lost it all.
Lord, we have such a short time. Help us, Lord, to redeem it. Lord, we have such a little hour. Such a small moment. Help us to make the most of it. Hallelujah.